And then Guinness and take away food. I'm telling you, it was
I am
the
ordering another wine as we speak. I am. I'm just letting everyone
end.
know. I just put in my order. It'll be here shortly. Okay.
So, same Valentine's, same day. Everyone
Yep.
knows what Valentine's Day is. But what they might not know is that Valentine was an actual person. It's they can
Oh, he was real,
trace
as
it.
opposed to, what was Saint Nicholas real? I mean, I don't know, but you're saying.
See, Saint Nicholas was like a Turkish merchant kind of person, and we don't really know much about him. They think they found his bones now. Carbon dating was pretty close on what the century they think he was born in. But he made secret gifts of money to people, especially to these daughters that needed the money. They were in trouble. Valentine's Day, I think, has got a bit more of an obscure background, although it still there were icons of the guy and of parts of his body. What they called the little
Oh.
ossuaries
What
and in
is
those
with
they
it with okay, so when I traveled to Europe and I traveled around, I did stop at various cathedrals because I'm just, infatuated with the architecture. But
Yeah.
while there, here's a piece of Saint such and such, and here's the finger of Saint such and such, and here's a toe of Saint such and such, and here's the they love body parts in these things. Christianity is such a morbid religion. So what, you're telling me that there's bits and pieces of sand? Well, wasn't he martyred? I mean, good heavens.
I believe he was. I probably couldn't have heard to read through. I think he was responsible for putting a person back together that was butchered. But I don't
Bit
want
of
to
a
say
Frankenstein
that's
story that
absolutely
is, isn't it?
true. Yeah,
Someone
it
was
is.
butchered and he put them back together in a stroke of lightning, suddenly brought them back to life and
But I don't want to say this absolutely true because I didn't check, but people should go and look it up. But the point is that down the road from me, there's an old monastery that still houses monks called Whitefriars, and they have a forearm in there of Valentine, allegedly, that they've had for many, many, many years,
Seriously.
like centuries and centuries. And people go down there on Valentine's Day if they're married or engaged or want to get married or engaged, and they stand in front and they say a little prayer and pray to Valentine to oh, I'm looking at a picture of it now. And they pray to Valentine that he'll keep an eye over them and make sure that their love never fades. But the whole point of the body parts, I'm trying to remember the name of the actual item. So if you have a, and I know people at home are screaming right now at their speakers because they know the word, and for me it's a blank. But yeah, you'd find that churches did a lot better because they didn't run those early day churches. They didn't get money from the Vatican. They didn't get money from their bishops. They were responsible for their own income. And so they needed a way of getting people to make the pilgrimage to their town because that would generate a lot of money. They needed somewhere to sleep, somewhere to eat, somewhere to feed their horse, somewhere to shoe their horse. And then they'd come and they'd look at this amazing thing, whether it's a heart or an eyeball or a skull.
I'm just interrupting you to let you
Yes,
know that my wife has come with my wine.
I'm just bringing something to Jonathan, and now I'm leaving. I'm talking to your mother.
Oh, and she's even on the phone. She's multitasking, talking to my
Wow.
mother, talking to my mother on the phone, and she's brought me wine. Excuse me while I top up here, and
I'll add the sound effects.
I'll tell you what I prefer is a Merlot, a nice Merlot. And I tell you what, we are really, really, really spoiled here in Australia with really, really good wine. Not only really, really good wine, but an incredible abundance of good wine. And therefore, good wine is by no means expensive. And that's just one of the good things about living in Australia.
You get all there's a good soil and it has the sunshine, it has the rain at the right time, and it's nice and flat, so you don't, and it's good. It's just, then you've got all the deadly spiders, so swings and roundabouts.
The trade-off is we have the most deadliest spiders, the deadliest snakes, and
Yeah.
various other insects and animals that just want to kill you. Now, you were
At
saying,
any minute you could get bitten, but you're too drunk to worry about it.
tell you what I did
So.
today. Just hold that thought for a minute, because speaking of things that want to kill, I did this to myself actually. So we on the upside. Here's an upside. We are moving house. We're currently renting in a beautiful place in Torquay on the beach, right down, southeast of Australia. We've been renting for a while, but this is the first opportunity we've had to buy. We have bought the house that we're building. It's almost finished, and we'll be moving there, in a matter of weeks. Now, I had to give notice, 28 days, so that they could find a new tenant. The real estate agent wrote to me and said, oh, that's great, no worries. Look, do you mind if we show a few people through next Thursday? That's today. And they said, show someone through. I said, sure, yeah, no worries, tidy the place up, all that sort of stuff. I'm not kidding, 8 families turned up. There's something like 50 people all of a sudden turned up outside my house. And I'm going, what the hell's going on? Who are all you people? And then they're all, and I'm thinking, what, did one person invite all their friends and family or what? But it just didn't occur to me that they would have everybody who was interested in the house come and look all at once. And it makes sense. Anyway, here they are. They're all, scurrying through my house like a bunch of rodents. And I thought, and there's kids running around and stuff. And I thought, oh, I better go and, sort out the dog, because the dog might snap at one of them or something. So I go out to the dog, and I'm calling her over, into a, area, in the backyard where it's a bit quieter. In doing all of that, somehow I managed to stub my toe, my little toe.
Oh, man.
Oh, now, you know when you do that on like the edge of the, like the bed or the coffee table or the chair or whatever, at least it's like, some sort of rounded wooden thing or something, a piece of furniture. I did this on the bricks on the outside of the house. I'm sure that I left a toenail out there somewhere. I haven't even looked. I hit my toe. It's exploded and blood started. All I wanted to do was lose it and just go on a rampage with all these strangers in my house, but I didn't.
That would be so good.
Oh, man.
There they go. Oh, did you see the kitchen? Oh, it's lovely, Shelley. I'll get your phone out. We'll take a picture. Okay, Shelley. You stupid fucking fella.
I'm telling you, I'm actually really proud of myself. With everything that's gone on today, I'm really proud of myself that I managed to hold it together. But I, at that point, that millisecond, where you're just like, nah, everyone is not going to live through this. It's all over. But held it together.
It is a unique area in the body, right? I can't think of anywhere else that you can cause so much pain in such a small area.
So painful. And I'm searching through my pockets going, have I got a tissue somewhere, a Kleenex, whatever, and I found one. Just wrapped it around my toe as blood is pouring out of it. And managed to eventually limp back inside while all these strangers are pouring through my stuff. And found a Band-Aid and put it on, and it's held together. I don't think I've broken the bone, but I am pretty sure I lost a nail somewhere. Oh my goodness! That's what happened to me today, and I'm just venting on air. Now, you were saying
if you were there today, Jono's home, and you heard a weird squeaky noise from outside, you understand the source. The Valentine's thing, we have the arm down the road, and apparently the head is in Winchester in Hampshire in England, but then the head is also in Santa Maria in Rome.
St. Valentine was a conjoined twin.
Yeah, or he was an alien, like the guy in Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
Ooh.
So
that's also a possibility, but I think more likely.
More likely a conjoined twin, yeah. Maybe that's why he had so much love to give. Oh, man. I'm going to get literally stoned by the local church when I leave. All right.